And welcome back to the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. We're at the O'Reilly Family Events Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament between the West Plains Lady Scissors and the Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears. Lady Scissors coming in 10-0, undefeated on the season so far. They are the latest poll. They were ranked number 5 in Class 4. So, Lady Scissors have had a good season so far, and they're trying to win the Pink and White Tournament, Pink Division here, the championship, but it's going to be a tough test, folks. Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears come into the contest. They are 9-3, and by the way, they are a very good ball club. Now, for Coach Scott Womack and the West Plains Lady Scissors, we believe that his starting lineup will be the same as always. Mackenzie Brunson, Allie Hoseapple, Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and Cass Cunningham. And for Coach Ricky Smith and the Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears, we expect him to start Ariel West, Jersey Wolfenberger, Avery Shelley, Tracy Bershears, and Jaslyn Coleman. That's who he's been starting. And in this starting lineup, Wolfenberger is 6'3", Bershears is 6'2", or maybe 6'4", just depends on who you ask. But if you ask me, I think she's more like about 6'4". But we'll have to just wait and see, okay? So, let's see. I believe Wolfenberger is 6'4", and Bershears is 6'2". I believe that's the way that goes. So, that's the predicted starting lineup for both squads here. And how'd they get here? Well, first of all, in the first round, it was West Plains defeating Aurora 68-18 in first-round action, and Fort Smith Northside defeated Mount Vernon in first-round action. Then, in the quarterfinal, West Plains defeated Willard, and it was Fort Smith Northside over Carthage. And then in the semifinals, West Plains defeated Clever 54-40, and Fort Smith Northside defeated Springfield Kickapoo 50-45, and that's how the teams got here. Now, earlier today in the Pink Division, in the third-place game, Kickapoo was all over Clever, 81-40 in that contest. And then in the Melbourne, in the White Division, Melbourne defeated Republic 45-34, so Melbourne, Arkansas, they win the third-place in the White Division. So now we've got the championship between the West Plains Lady Scissors, Fort Smith Northside in the Pink Division. And in the White Division, right after this game, Ozark will take on Fawson out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So in this game, Fort Smith comes in the number one seed in the Pink Division. And the Lady Scissors come in, and they are the number two seed in the Pink Division. And already, I see an interesting development happening right now over on the sidelines. We'll have to watch this one. Tracy Bershears, a 6'2 wing player. She plays outside and inside both. And she has gone back to the training area with the trainers. And she was holding her lower back, so we may have a developing story here. We'll have to take a look. The West Plains Lady Scissors, it's on their end of the floor, and they're looking down the runway down there. And apparently they can see them working on her. I can't see it from here, but they can see it from their end of the floor down there. So we're going to have to kind of take a look here and see what happens. Coach Ricky Smith, Fort Smith, has now come over and got one of the officials' attention because Tracy Bershears is one of the captains for Fort Smith Northside, and if she can't go tonight, they may have to come up with another captain and also someone else in the starting lineup, and that's maybe what they're talking about over on the side right now. All right. Both teams are headed to the benches. We'll have to see what happens here. It is the Owens Two Orthopedic Clinic and West Plains pregame show. Hope you've enjoyed the pregame. And the officials are talking with Coach Womack now over on the side. And Coach Smith, I believe, is going to go with another starter. So, and it may be Tatiana Relaford. We'll have to wait and see about this. So, a development here before the game even gets underway. It looks like a concerned parent now is headed to the training area. It could be Berkshire's father headed back that way. So we'll just have to wait here in just a few moments and see what happens. They're talking it over right now at the scores table. Now looks like we may be ready to go with our starting lineup. I'm not sure if we're going to have a – I don't believe we're going to have a national anthem. So now Coach Smith is back over at the score table with the officials. Now he's walking back to his bench. So I don't know what we're waiting on right now. Maybe that we're waiting a few minutes. I'm not sure what the holdup is here. But everything looks like it's ready to go except for, like we said, the Fort Smith player back in the training area. And now we're ready for the starting lineup. Still waiting on another sponsorships right now. Our first starter is championship game of the afternoon. All right, here we go. West Plains Lady Scissors, Fort Smith Northside Old Lady Bears. All right, Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears. Jersey Wolfenbarger, number four. She's 6'4". Avery Shelley, the next one out. And Hatiana Relaford. So, yes, they have made a change. And let's see. Kayla Fleming in. Jasmine Coleman. So now they've changed up, and there's two different starters in the lineup for the Lady Scissors now. Junior number 14, Mackenzie Bronson for the Lady Scissors. Senior Allie Hoseapple. Senior Bree Harlan. Sophomore Ashton Judd, 5'10". That's the tallest player, Lady Scissors have. And here comes Cass Cunningham, the senior, to round out the starters for the West Plains Lady Scissors, Scott Womack and Cass Johnson. And Cass Johnson's had a good last two games here in the tournament, scoring at least 20 points in both games. So, once again, the big story is that Tracy Bershears for Fort Smith Northside is back in the training area. She was holding her lower back when she went to the training area, so this could be interesting. All right, Jersey Wolfenbarger. They say she's 6'3". I've heard 6'4", 6'3". I guess it depends on if her hair is up piled on top of her head or if it's full of her. But Allie Hoseapple is going to give away. She's 5'9", to 6'3". Here we go, underway, and it'll be Wolfenbarger to control the tip. So Shelly will have the basketball. Back to Wolfenbarger. Shelly up top. They'll go to the right side with Coleman. Bring her back around to Wolfenbarger now on the left wing. Now she'll go down in the corner, and Cunningham almost got a hand on it, knocked it out, but it'll go to Fort Smith. So they'll inbound from the side. Just underway, no score. Wolfenbarger with it. Lady Zizzers. And Lady Zizzers playing the 2-3 zone right now, down on the baseline and out of bounds. Turnover on north side, so Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Relaford turned it over. So here come the Lady Zizzers up the floor. Up top is Cunningham. They're trying to go back door to Brunson, and it's stolen away by Fort Smith. Wolfenbarger up the floor. She's going to drive the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good. Wolfenbarger is 6'3", but she is a good outside shooter. So here we go. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. And going to have a foul as Judd had it knocked out of her hands. That one's going to go on Relaford. That'll be her first foul, first team foul. On Fort Smith, Lady Zizzers will inbound from the side. Cunningham gets it to Brunson. Brunson now, she'll set up the offense up top. And she'll go left side. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Bree Harlan back over to Judd, who'll shoot from the wing. No good. Bree Harlan runs down the rebound. Cass Cunningham will shoot from the right wing. It's no good. And Northside will get the rebound. Wolfenbarger will bring it up the floor, across the timeline. Looking ahead, gets it down, and man, I tell you what, Coleman with the basket, but the drive down there by Relaford and Ashton Judd hit the deck, and no call either way. Not an offensive foul, not a blocking foul. There was definitely contact there. Inside they go to Judd. In the lane, she'll spin. Little shot up off the glass is no good. Gets her own rebound. Gives it out to Bree Harlan now. Bree Harlan, smallest player on the floor, has the tallest player on the floor, Gardner. Brunson up top now. Hozapple on the left wing. And Hozapple bring it up. Gives it to Judd up top. Ashton Judd to the right wing. She'll try to drive now. Shot up, and she's going to be fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two. See who the foul is going to be called on north side. And I believe that one's going to go to Relaford. And that is Relaford's second foul, second team foul. And Ashton Judd goes to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good. Lady Zizzers are on the board. 4-1. Northside leads at 5:47 to go first quarter. Second free throw from Judd is good as well. And it's a 4-2 ball game. Lady Zizzers will fall back. No pressure. Wolfenbarger will bring it up the floor. She'll come to the left. Kicks it out on the wing. Relaford. Now they'll give it up to Coleman. Back up top now to Shelley. Wolfenbarger with it. Back over to Shelley now. Shelley dribbles up top. She'll bring it over to Relaford. Now it's back to Coleman. And Wolfenbarger shoots an air ball, but it's rebounded underneath and put back in by Relaford. That's her first points of the ball game. And Lady Zizzers trail at 6-2 with 5 minutes to go first quarter. And knocked out of bounds by the Lady Bears. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. Cass Cunningham to inbound. Up top, they'll go to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan. Around the corner, gets it to Judd on the wing. Judd free throw line, gives it to Hozapple, back to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan's going to drive the lane, shot up off the backboard, and it's good. Bree Harlan with her first points of the game. Lady Zizzers trail by two with 4:45 to go first quarter. Basketball, Shelley with it now, right wing, goes up top. That'll be Coleman around left side to Wolfenbarger. They'll go to the free throw line, shot up is no good that time. But Shelley comes out of the pack with the basketball for the Lady Bears. And now, long shot is good from three by Coleman. She's got five in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by five. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. Hozapple on the left wing. Brunson down in the corner. She'll try to drive in the lane. Shot up. And we get a foul on the Fort Smith Northside team. And that one's going to go against Fleming, her first, third team foul. And Brunson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Brunson hits her first free throw, her first point of the ball game. It's a 9-5 north side lead with now second one by Brunson is good. Lady Zizzers trail by three, and now Bershears comes back out from the training room. She's sitting on the end of the bench and sitting very gingerly. I don't think we're going to see her in this ball game, folks. They're going to go back door, no good by Wolfenbarger, but gets the rebound, misses it, and I believe over the back of Cass Cunningham will be Fort Smith north side. And let's see who they call that foul. That time Wolfenbarger gets the foul, her first 14 foul. And here comes Harlan up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Free Harlan right side to Cunningham. She'll try to drive the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. Lady Zizzers will have it underneath. 3:40 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers trail by three. Cunningham to throw it in. And got to get it to somebody. Finally, they go up top to Allie Hoseapple over to Ashton Judd. It's B. Brunson. She'll drive the baseline. She'll fake it, put it up, no good. And Brunson gets the rebound, puts it back up, and it's good. Brunson scores, and the Lady Zizzers trail by one with 3:25 to go first quarter. Shelley with the basketball up top. That'll be Coleman. They'll bring it to Wolfenbarger. She'll kick it back out. Relaford in the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound of Relaford. She's going to be fouled. The basket will count. And who's the foul going to be on? Cass Cunningham picks up her first team foul on Lady Zizzers. I wonder if that was Coach Ricky Smith got that one, because he just hollered at the official a while ago and pointed to the scoreboard and pointed out that there was no fouls on West Plains yet. Relaford hits the free throw. She's got five. And Lady Zizzers trail by four with 3:10 to go first quarter. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Harlan will come right side to Cunningham on the wing. They'll go Hoseapple up top. Hoseapple kicks it back to Cunningham up top. Now Judd with the basketball. She'll shoot the three. It's going to be short. And Wolfenbarger with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. Goes underneath. Shot up and good that time. And that one is Fleming with the basket. Zizzers won a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. 100.9 the train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University. It's the championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. Fort Smith Northside leads the West Plains Lady Zizzers 14-8 here with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Bree Harlan on the right wing. She'll go up top Cunningham. Cunningham will shoot the three. It's good. Cass Cunningham with the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers trail by three. Here comes Wolfenbarger out top to Shelley. Now they'll go inside. Ball is knocked away. Bree Harlan will pick up the loose basketball. And here come the Lady Zizzers up the floor. Bree Harlan gives it back to Cunningham. She traveled with the basketball. So turnover. And it'll go back to the Lady Bears. 2:11 to go first quarter, 14-11. Northside with the lead. And now coming into the ball game is 45. And I have no idea who that – oh, that's going to be Tilly into the ball game. So they've just got her at a different number. Up top, now on the wing. That'll be Relaford down the corner is Shelley. Wolfenbarger now on the left wing. She's up top, looking to drive, kicks it back out to Shelley on the left wing, Wolfenbarger. And now they'll go cross court, back door, and it is good that time by Relaford. Relaford now with 7 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 5, minute 40 to go first quarter. Bree Harlan with the basketball across the timeline. Brunson on the right wing. Brunson looking to get inside, can't get there. Now she'll go back up to Cass Cunningham with the basketball. Cunningham, she'll spin, gets into the lane, and there's a blocking foul on Fort Smith, and Coach Smith over there is not happy, and he's bringing somebody into the ball game. And that'll be Relaford's third foul in the ball game. That's a 15 foul. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and she hits the first one. Cunningham's got 4 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 4, and Shelley and Relaford come out, and coming in is West, and let's see. Cunningham makes the second one. So now it's a 3-point lead for Fort Smith with a minute 15 to go first quarter. And West gives it back to Wolfenbarger. Up top they go around the horn left side. That'll be Tillery. Tillery gives it to West on the left wing. She goes back up top. Now they go Wolfenbarger. They'll drop it inside. Turn, shot up, and good that time is going to be Tillery. So Tillery's got 2 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 5, 48 seconds to go first quarter. Hoseapple up top. Cunningham on the right side. Cunningham gives it to Brunson up top now. Lady Zizzers trying to spread them out. Tried to go inside to Bree Harlan and threw it away. Here comes Wolfenbarger the other way. And contact underneath again. And no blocking foul, no offensive foul, but the ball goes out of bounds, so they call it out of bounds. It'll be Fort Smith inbounding. West with the basketball on the right wing. Now she'll go into the lane, puts a shot up, and it's good. Ariel West scores off the backboard on the drive. 7-point lead for Fort Smith with 13 seconds. Bree Harlan with the basketball just now crossing the timeline with 8 seconds on the time, on the clock. And now Cunningham with it. Cunningham goes to Brunson. Brunson couldn't get the shot off, but Cunningham will, and no, she didn't get it. At the end of one, Fort Smith leads it 20-13 over the Lady Zizzers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for 3 generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Championship game, Pink Division. West Plains Lady Zizzers trailing Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears by the score of 20-13. And Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the second quarter of play here. Bree Harlan gives it to Cunningham at the free throw line. Looking and tried to go back door to Brunson, but it's picked off by Wolfenbarger, and here they come down the floor. And that would be, I believe, Coleman with the basketball. Gives it to West. Back to Coleman down the corner. West up top. They'll come left side now, Tillery. Now it's Wolfenbarger back down inside. Shot up and good. And Tillery gets her second basket of the ball game. It's now a 9-point lead, biggest lead for Fort Smith. Bree Harlan with it. Kicks it out to Allie Hoseapple. Cass Cunningham on the right wing. It's Brunson now up top. Hoseapple on the right wing, trying to drive. She'll go in, shot up, no good. as Wolfenbarger kind of altered that shot of Allie Hoseapples, and Wolfenbarger brings it up. Inside she goes, and that's going to be an offensive foul right there. Offensive foul on Fleming. That'll be two on her. And that is the sixth team foul on Fort Smith. So one more, and Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the half. 6:50 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers trail by nine. Bree Harlan across the timeline, right side, gives it to Brunson. Tried to go inside, but over the head of Cunningham. Here comes Fort Smith, and it'll be West up top. Gives it up once again to Fleming, and we've got a foul underneath on the Lady Zizzers. Mackenzie Brunson, that'll be her first, second team foul. So Fort Smith will inbound underneath the basket. West to throw it in, and she'll go up top. That'll be Tillery with the basketball. Down in the corner is Coleman. Now they're bringing around to West on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Now it's Wolfenbarger to shoot the three from the wing. It is no good, but the rebound is Tillery underneath. Loose ball on the floor. Ashton Judd to pick it up. Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. 6 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzers trail 22-13. Brunson kicks it out to Hoseapple. She's going to drive it again, kicks it out this time. Judd from the left wing. It's good. Ashton Judd with the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And Lady Zizzers trail by six now. West will bring it up across the timeline. She'll go to the right side. And that'll be Coleman back to West. Now it's Wolfenbarger up top, looking to drive, kicks it out. They'll go West up top, back to Wolfenbarger at the free throw line. She'll spin, go down, and score on the layup. And timeout called by the Lady Zizzers. 5:32 to go, first half. Lady Zizzers trail by eight. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center. It is the championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. And Fort Smith Northside leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers 24-16 with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. Bree Harlan with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. It goes off of, Lady Zizzers got a break that time. That one went off the fingertips of Brunson out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Lady Zizzers. They'll inbound from the side right in front of the bench there for Fort Smith. Bree Harlan with it out top. They'll set the offense now. Bree Harlan comes to the right side. Kicks it up top to Hoseapple. Looking inside, Hoseapple comes left. And now she's got to get somebody. Finally gets it to Ashton Judd up top. Judd looking to drive inside, shot up and good. Ashton Judd. Judd's got seven in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by six again with 4:50 to go, second quarter. West with the basketball. They'll go down on the baseline, double dribble on Tillery. Turnover on the Lady Bears, and here comes the Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan will walk it up. Lady Zizzers do not want to get into a running game with Northside, taking their time, running their offense. Hoseapple up top to Judd. Left side to Brunson now. Brunson, she tries to drive inside. She got Wolfenbarger in the air and then put the shot up and in. Lady Zizzers trail by four with 4:15. Wolfenbarger underneath, and Brunson steals the pass. Here she comes the other way. Well, it'll be up to Allie Hoseapple. Shot up, no good. Hoseapple gets the rebound and puts it back in. And Northside wants a timeout. 4:05 to go in the first half. Lady Scissors trail 24-22. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center. Drew University, Lady Scissors trail by two with 3:57 to go here in the first half. Fort Smith with the basketball. And it's Coleman to West on the left wing, looking inside. Now West will give it back to Coleman on the left wing. Up top now to Wolfenbarger. She tries to drive, kicked it out. West is going to pull up for the jumper, and they're going to call a foul. So West will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Drew Harris is into the ball game, and Drew picks up the foul, her first, third team foul on the Lady Scissors. So Allie Hozap will get in a break, and West gets it to roll around, or I should say rattle around and find a ball then. So Fleming comes out. Shelley will come back into the ball game for Fort Smith. And West hits the second one as well. It's a four-point north side lead. Bree Harlan across the timeline. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Cunningham on the right wing. Lady Scissors with a lot of movement on offense. Cunningham on the right wing, still dribbling basketball, looking and looking. And they're going to call a five-second on her. Turnover, Lady Scissors. And Shelley will bring it up for the Lady Bears from north side. West on the right wing, down in the right corner is Coleman. Back to West, Shelley, and they go inside. Wolfenbarger, and blocking foul is going to be called on Cass Cunningham. Coach Womack didn't like that one. Cunningham's picking up her second, 14 foul, and Wolfenbarger will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Bears. And she missed the first one. Lady Scissors trailing by four. Here comes the second free throw from Wolfenbarger, and it's good. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's a five-point lead for Northside. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Sets the offense up. She'll go to the left side and try to go back door to Brunson, and just beyond her fingertips out of bounds. Allie Hozap will come back in, and Drew Harris will have a seat for the Lady Scissors. Here comes Shelley up the floor for Northside. And Brunson got her hands on it, but it went out of bounds. It'll be north side ball on the side. 2:45 to go first half. 27-22, Lady Scissors trail in the ball game. Championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White. Up top to West. North side with the basketball. Shelley down now to Coleman. Back to West now. And she threw it right to Ashton Judd. Judd on the layup, blocking foul going to be called on West. That'll be her first. And Ashton Judd will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the seventh team foul on north side. So Lady Scissors get to shoot free throws for the rest of the half, which is 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And Judd hits the first free throw. Ashton Judd now has 8 in the ball game. And it's a four-point lead for Northside. West will come out and into the ball game. Will be Ford for Northside. Judd. And she makes the second one. Lady Scissors hanging in there. They trail by three, 2:23 to go in the first half. And just now noticed on the sideline is Sammy Radosovich. So Sammy's here at the ball game today on the bench, helping out coaching staff on the side. Shelley gives it up to Wolfenbarger up top. Right side, forward into the ball game. Up top to Shelley. They'll swing it left side. Wolfenbarger, she's looking, trying to drive. Kicks it out. Coleman will shoot the three. It's no good. And Northside runs down the basketball. Almost traveled with it. Now they give it to Shelley. Back up top. That'll be Coleman. They'll go down the right corner. Now they go inside. Knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be off the Wolfenbarger. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. Coach Smith of Fort Smith is not happy. So now here we go. Bree Harlan will bring it up. Lady Scissors trail by three with a minute and a half to go first half. Cunningham up top. She'll shoot the three. It is no good. Didn't follow her shot. And here comes Ford up the way. Judd's going to get called for the foul. Ashton Judd, that's her first. And Ford will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northside. No, they're going to stay on the floor, so it'll be Ford will throw it in on the baseline under the basket. And they're going to give it to Wolfenbarger inside for the easy basket. 6'3", 6'4", just depends, but Lady Scissors didn't have anybody to compete with her right there coming down the lane, and she just took it and just laid it right off the backboard. Minute to go first half. Lady Scissors trail by five. Brunson with it on the left side. She'll dribble up top. Right side, Allie Hoseapple with the basketball now. Allie looking. And now we got a foul on Shelley. That's her first. And that'll send Hoseapple to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. And Coach Smith looking at them, calling Avery Shelley over to the side and shaking his head like, why did you do that? Hoseapple, first of the 1-1. It's good. Allie Hoseapple with three in the ball game. 29-25, Kaylee Dixon comes in. Cass Cunningham will come out with 53 seconds to go in the first half. And Lady Scissors trailing by four. Second free throw from Hoseapple is good. Lady Scissors trail by three. Here comes Wolfenbarger up the floor with the basketball up top. Now she'll go inside down the baseline and miss the shot. Loose basketball, but Shelley picks it up and gives it to Ford, back to Shelley. They're trying to go inside. McBrunson had it stolen away. And Ashton Judd just got called for the foul. Happened right in front of me. She was going for a loose ball. That one could have been anybody. It should have just been out of bounds. But they call that the 16th foul. So basically, they're just trying to even it up on the foul situation. I can tell you that right now. Shelley with the basketball up top. 30 seconds to go in a half. Lady Scissors trail by three. Wolfenbarger will shoot the three. It's good. It's a six-point lead now with 20 seconds, and here comes Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Lady Scissors will play for the last shot here. Drew Harris, and it goes out of bounds off of Drew Harris. But Coleman had a hand in that one as she jumped the pass. So now, 8 seconds, and Wolfenbarger with the basketball. Down to 5 seconds. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Bree Harlan with the rebound. She'll throw it the length of the floor. No good. At the half, it is Fort Smith Northside 32 and the Lady Scissors 26. We're coming back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And the Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears lead the West Plains Lady Zizzers 32-26 here at the half. Lady Zizzers being led by 9 points from Ashton Jett. 6 points from Mackenzie Brunson, 5 points from Allie Hoseapple. Bree Harlan has 2. 5 points for Cass Cunningham. Nobody's in foul trouble for the Lady Zizzers. For Fort Smith, 10 points for Jersey Wolfenberger. Also 4 points for West, 5 points for Coleman, 7 for Relaford, 2 for Fleming, and 4 for Tillery. And Relaford has 3 fouls in the first half. Fort Smith, she's the only player in foul trouble. It was 20-13. Fort Smith led it at the end of one. But the Lady Zizzers came back. They were within 2 points in this ball game in the second quarter. And they've been fortunate because Fort Smith has the lead as much as 9 here in the first half in that second quarter. But the Lady Zizzers have fought back, and they trail at 32-26 here at the half. Some turnovers have cost the Lady Zizzers. They had some shots blocked on the inside from the taller team, but they have not quit. And they're still in there fighting hard. So got a whole second half to go. Lady Zizzers know they can play with Fort Smith Northside now. So let's see what the second half holds as Fort Smith leads it 32-26. We'll come back with more of your Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show in just a little bit. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad, we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's time to move out the 2019s and get ready for the new year. We have unbelievable year-end specials with finance options for every budget on Massey Ferguson, Mahindra, and LS tractors. And come check out our new selection of Delta trailers.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Well, I love
the rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
All right, welcome back to Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers trail Fort Smith Northside 32-26 here at the half. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game here this afternoon. Mayfield Auto Repair, West Plains Roofing, the Zizzers' own Patty Ingles, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, all of West Plains, Knoxville Fitties, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, G&G Recovery and Towing, are the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And our boosters for the ball game, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains, and Thayer, Everett Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. 32-26, Fort Smith Northside leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers here at the half. And the big story in the first half of this ball game has been one of the starters, Tracy Brashears, 6'2 starter and outside shooter for Fort Smith Northside, was out here to warm up, and then she was complaining of pain in her lower back, and she went to the training room, and finally she came out. They scratched her from the starting lineup. She finally came out, sat on the end of the bench. She's been wearing a T-shirt, and she's in pain over there. You can tell she's in pain. She gingerly sat down in the chair at the end of the bench, and don't know what it is. If I had to take a guess, I would say it's possibly a kidney stone because she's been over there drinking Gatorade like crazy. So, but she's in pain because she's been wiping her eyes with a towel every once in a while. So bless her heart. If it is a kidney stone, I've had one. I've had several of those, and they are not nice. Okay. Let's start the second quarter, and Fort Smith will get the basketball, or second half, I should say. Fort Smith will get the basketball. Lady Zippers will start the original starting lineup, and they trail by six. So Shelley will bring it up the floor, and she'll set the offense for Fort Smith, and she'll take it up Relaford. Now it's Wolfenbarger on the left wing. Back up top to Shelley with the basketball. Wolfenbarger on the left wing, up top with the basketball. Right side, Shelley. They'll go down in the low post, and they'll kick it into Wolfenbarger, who will score underneath. And Lady Scissors just don't have anybody they can match up. It's bad enough that Wolfenbarger is 6'3", 6'4", but on top of that, she can jump a little bit. And, I mean, she's just getting right down under the basket. And on top of that, if they kick her outside, she can hit the three. So, she can also handle the basketball and drive with it. Cass Cunningham in the lane, kicks it out to Hoseapple. Up top to Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. She'll go to the right side now. Now she'll back it back out. Lady Zizzers with motion. Cunningham trying to drive. She'll spin it. Stolen away. And here comes Fort Smith. And basket is good. And that one is scored by... So let's see. I believe that one goes to Relaford, and she's got nine in the ball game. Brunson with it, right side to Bree Harlan on the wing, up top to Judd. Just underway, third quarter. Judd will spin in the lane, shot up, and it will not fall. And coming away with Northside, here comes Wolfenbarger up the floor. She'll drive, and she just flat out ran over Mackenzie Brunson, and they're going to get Brunson for a blocking foul. And folks, that was offensive foul all the way. I'm sorry. Brunson was standing there waiting with her arms up, and Wolfenbarger just ran right over. So she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's a 10-point lead for Northside. Make it 11. Here comes the second free throw from Wolfenbarger. And it is no good. Cunningham with the rebound for Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers trail it 37-26 with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Brunson left wing to Judd. Judd with the basketball. She'll pull up for the three. It's no good. And Wolfenbarger underneath with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor in a hurry, driving right down the lane and throws it right into the lap of Kent Cunningham. We'll give it back to Brunson. Branson will bring it up the floor. Now she'll come down the lane. Shot up over Wolfenbarger, and it will not fall. And here comes Fort Smith. Shelley will bring it up the floor now. Sets the offense to the right side. Up top now. It will be Relaford with the basketball underneath. And timeout. West Plains. Relaford scores again. She's got 11. And Lady Zizzers trail by 13, 5:34 to go third quarterback in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. Fort Smith Northside leads the West Plains Lady Zizzers 37-28 here in the third quarter with 5.5 minutes to go. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, and Bree Harlan will bring it up. Bree Harlan gives it to Cunningham, back door, and Brunson misses the layup, but she had Wolfenbarger all over. So when you're trying to go up over 6'4" and underneath, once again, and Wolfenbarger, I tell you what, folks, Fort Smith just crashing the boards, and they're not calling it. Now they call out of bounds on Fort Smith, so it'll be Lady Zizzers basketball. But right now they're just letting Fort Smith just crash the boards. Every player doesn't care who's in front of them. They're just crashing. Lady Zizzers can do their best to block out, but right now it's not going to help if the officials aren't going to blow the whistle. Sally Hosapple goes back door to Mackenzie Brunson, and she gets the layup to fall. Brunson's got 8, and it's a 7-point Fort Smith lead. Shelley gives it up to Coleman, and little elbow into the chest of Ashton Judd. Judd didn't back away, though. Shelley with the basketball and goes to Relaford up top. Back to Shelley. Now they'll look again. Wolfenbarger on the left wing. Up top to Shelley. Now they'll come right side. Relaford's going to drive. Pushes Brunson out of the way. And then basket is good underneath by Coleman. Like I said, if they're not going to call pushing off and just running over, I mean, you know, there's nothing you can do, folks, because yet at some point the official has to blow a whistle and call what the call is. And they're not doing it right now. Cunningham with the basketball on the right wing. Up top to Judd now. And Fort Smith has gone man to man. Judd down the lane, shot up and good. Judd's got 11 for the Lady Zizzers. And it's still a 7-point lead. And Wolfenbarger will bring it up, gives it to Shelley on the right wing. Coleman down in the right corner, back to Shelley up top. Relaford around. Wolfenberger's going to shoot the three. It's no good. And Allie Hosapple with the rebound. Here comes Bree Harlan with the basketball. 3:17 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers trail by 7. Bree Harlan on the right wing. Cunningham in the right corner. Cass Cunningham. She'll come up top. Now it's a zone defense. The Fort Smith is changing it up when they come down the floor. Hosapple with it on the left wing. She'll try to drive underneath, and she'll travel. Drug the pivot foot. You know, with as many calls as have been missed here, you'd think they could at least gave her that one. But no. Here we go. Shelley with a basketball. It is Relaford in the right corner. Back to Shelley. Up top, it's Coleman. Left side, Wolfenbarger with it again. Shelley with it now. Right side, that'll be Coleman. Back to Shelley. Up top to Relaford. Now they'll go Wolfenbarger. She'll shoot the three. It's good. And something's going on here. Wait a minute. They're going to the scorer's table. Both teams are going to the bench. And now they're checking some books here. West Plains book and the scorer's book. And they've got the Fort Smith's book over there. We're checking something. Don't know what it is. Officials over there looking at it. We got one of the assistant coaches for Fort Smith over there, along with their bookkeeper. So we're waiting. Next action for the Lady Zizzers is coming up this Saturday at 11:30. The freshman girls will host Marshfield, and then after that game will be the JV for the Lady Zizzers, and then the varsity will play after that. We'll have the varsity game for you on 100.9 The Train. Those games will be played at the West Plains High School gym. And I have no idea. We've got a big conference going on at the scorers table here. Lady Zizzers trail by 10. It's 42-32 with 2:26 to go, third quarter. It'll be Lady Zizzers basketball. Both teams are back on the floor. We're just sitting here waiting now. Have no idea because nothing has changed. So I have no idea who wanted what questioned and what. Who in the world knows what's going on here? Bree Harlan gives it up to Brunson. She's up top. Cunningham back to Harlan. They'll go back door, and Brunson underneath scores. Mackenzie Brunson now, and she's got 10 in the ball game. It's an 8-point Fort Smith lead. Shelley with a basketball, and she'll bring it to the right wing. Now she'll go up top to Relaford, and it's going to be off of Coleman, out of bounds. Lady Zizzer basketball over by the scorer's table. And I had no idea what the big conference was about a while ago. Minute 53 to go here in the third quarter. Amazingly, we've had one foul called here in the third quarter, and that was against West Plains. Ashton Judd with the basketball. Judd will spin in the lane off the backboard. It's good. Ashton Judd. Judd's got 13. Lady Zizzers trail by 6 with a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Shelley with the basketball. Relaford on the right wing. And down in the corner is Coleman on the right side. They'll bring it back up top to Shelley. Shelley on the right wing. Wolfenberger up top. Right side to Shelley. And Wolfenberger's going to shoot another three. Missed that one, but inside. And Tilly, and now we got a jump basketball, and it'll go to the Zizzers. As Tillery was like a bulldozer, just bulldozing Brunson out of there. Finally, Brunson just grabbed a hold of the ball and hung on for dear life, and they called jump ball and sealed the traveling. Lady Zizzers will get it either way. Brunson with it up top. Cunningham on the right side. Inside, it's Ashton Judd. She'll fake off the glass. It's good, Ashton Judd. And Coach Smith on the Fort Smith bench is not happy as the Lady Zizzers trail by 4 with 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Coleman with it up top now. Gives it to Shelley. Shelley with a basketball back to Wolfenberger. She's going to drive down the lane, hop, skip, and a jump. I have no idea that she gets the basket. You know, if they let me use that move, I could score 40 points a game today. Cunningham up top to Harlan. Brunson's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. Allie Hoseapple had her hands on it, but Tillery knocked it out. Judd almost got it, but here comes Coleman. In the corner, it's no good. By Wolfenberger. At the end of three, it's 44-38. Fort Smith Northside with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, but the toilets are boasting and there's water standing to hear. And a house full of people that are not of good cheer. But now I am humming, cause Negri Plumbing took all of my problems away. Well, my plumbing problems anyway. Call Negri Plumbing, 417-256-0362. That's 256-0362. Singing lessons not included.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. We start the fourth quarter. Fort Smith Northside, the number one seeded team, leads the number two seeded team, West Plains Lady Zizzers, 44-38. And Fort Smith will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Shelley with it, goes to the left side. Now she'll come back up top. That'll be Coleman. Wolfenbarger on the right wing. She'll dribble all the way to the top. They go inside, stolen away by Ashton Judd. Here comes Mackenzie Brunson up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson with the basketball. She's trying to drive the lane. She fakes out Wolfenberger and scores. Brunson's got 12 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 4. Wolfenberger with the basketball. Right side to Shelley, down into the corner. That'll be Coleman. They bring it back up to Relaford. Shelley on the right wing. Shelley with it, looking inside. Now it's back down to Relaford, and that's an offensive foul on Relaford. I can't believe it, but they called it as she took her left hand and cleared out Cass Cunningham. That's the 4th on Relaford, and that's the first team foul in the second half on Fort Smith. And West Plains has 1 team foul in the second half. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Right side to Cass Cunningham. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 4. Cunningham kicks it out to Judd. Judd now on the right wing. Kicks it up to Brunson. Brunson now up top. Brunson trying to drive underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off of Wolfenberger, and it'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. So here we go. Cunningham to throw it in. She'll get it to Mackenzie Brunson, and she scores this time over Wolfenberger. And Wolfenberger gets the foul, and Mackenzie Brunson is going to the free throw line to shoot 1. And the Lady Zizzers trail by 2. West is going to check into the ball game. Shelley's going to come out. And Mackenzie Brunson, with 14 points in the ball game, goes to the free throw line to shoot 1. And it is good. Lady Zizzers trail by 1 with 6.5 minutes to go in this championship game. Wolfenberger across the timeline. She'll come to the right side. Down the corner is West. Back to Wolfenberger. Up top it'll be Coleman. Left side to Relaford. West now in the left corner. Left wing to Wolfenberger. Up top to Coleman. Right side, that's Relaford. West in the right corner. Wolfenberger now on the right wing. Back up top. It'll be Relaford on the left wing. Down in the left corner to West. Back up to Wolfenberger on the left wing. They'll give it to Coleman to the free throw line. Wolfenberger's going to look to drive. Now she pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. And timeout is called by Fort Smith Northside. And that is the 20th point for Wolfenberger in this ball game. Lady Zizzers trail at 46-43. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to, welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, 5:45 now to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by 3, 46-43. Cunningham on the right wing. And Cunningham looking to drive. She just carried the basketball. A lot of time left to go on this one. Lady Zizzers trailing by 3 in the championship game of the Pink Division. Wolfenberger will bring it up the floor. She'll bring it to the right side. Now she'll go up top to Tillery in the ball game. Relaford on the left wing. Thought about a 3. Said no. West in the left corner. West with the basketball. Gives it back to Wolfenberger. She'll dribble up top. And now she'll come right side. This will be Relaford back up to Wolfenberger. And now it's up top to Coleman. Left side to Relaford. Wolfenberger with it up top. Relaford's got to be careful. She's got 4 fouls for Fort Smith. They'll kick it out to Tillery now. She'll bring it up top. Loose basketball. And now we've got a hold on the Lady Zizzers. That'll be Bree Harlan, her first. That's the second team foul, so both teams have two team fouls. 4:54 to go in the ball game, and Fort Smith will throw it in. West on the right wing. West. Now she'll go to Coleman on the left wing. Up top, Wolfenberger's going to shoot the three wide open. It's no good. And Cunningham comes out of the pack with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Bree Harlan up the floor. Lady Zizzers trail by three. Judd's going to shoot the three from the baseline corner. No good. It was short. Relaford with the rebound. She'll bring it up. Is it to Wolfenberger? 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Wolfenberger almost. She fell down but got rid of the ball before she did. West with it. Now West and Ashton Judd tried to save it but was out of bounds. So it'll be Fort Smith basketball. Coach Womack jumped up to call timeout, but it wasn't in time. Wolfenberger up top, looking to drive, and she carried the basketball. Interesting call, because she's done it all night, and so is about eight of these ball players. All right, Bree Harlan crosses the timeline. 4 minutes to go in the championship game with the Lady Zizzers trailing by three. Cunningham shoots the three, top of the key, no good. And rebound comes down to Fort Smith. And not sure, but Tillery may have gotten a finger on that shot from Cunningham from 3 points. Up top, Wolfenberger, West. Down in the corner is Relaford. Now back to West. Back to Relaford in the left corner. Now she'll go to Wolfenberger, and Wolfenberger's going to get fouled by Cunningham from the side. That'll be three on Cunningham, third team foul. But Wolfenberger was shooting, so they're going to let her shoot two free throws here. With 3:32 to go in the game, Lady Zizzers trailing by three, and the first free throw is good. Wolfenberger right now has 21 points. She has 21 of the 47 points. Relaford has 11. So they have 32, make it 33 of the 48 as Wolfenberger hits the second one. Back to a 5-point lead. Bree Harlan with it. Brunson on the right wing. Brunson trying to drive. She'll spin. And we got a foul on Wolfenberger, and folks, that time, Brunson, Mackenzie Brunson faked it. Wolfenberger waited on her, went up with her, and that, to be honest, if anything, should have been a jump ball, but they called a foul, and Brunson missed the free throw, so it'll be one more free throw. And I saw the official just now tell Coach Smith over at Fort Smith bench that got her on the wrist. Brunson hits the second free throw. And now it's a 4-point Fort Smith lead with 3:15 to go in the ball game. West with the basketball. West comes to the right side on the wing. Up top to Relaford. Left side, that's Coleman now. Coleman, she'll go left, gives it up to Wolfenberger. Judd's playing the top of a 1-2-2 zone right now. Judd, they'll come right side now. Coleman back to Wolfenberger on the right wing. Up top is West. West with the basketball, left side Relaford. We're down to 2:45 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by four. West gives it to Wolfenberger. And Wolfenberger back to Relaford up top. West on the left wing now. Wolfenberger up top now. They'll go inside. Relaford kicks it underneath to Tillery. And Cunningham just picked up her fourth foul, and Tillery scores the basket. And Cass Cunningham's got four fouls in the ball game. 2:28 to go. Lady Zizzers down by six, and Tillery will shoot the free throw. It's good. Tillery now with seven in the game, and Lady Zizzers trail by seven. 2:25 to go. Bree Harlan with it now. Bree Harlan right side. Now she'll come back. She'll pull up the free throw line. Jumper is in and out. No good. Brunson with the rebound out of the Giants, and she's going to be fouled. See who they call it on. And that's going to go against West. That's West's second, fourth team foul, but Brunson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And McKenzie hits the first one. So now it's back to a six-point lead for Fort Smith. Brunson trying to make it five, and she does. Brunson hits another one. McKenzie Brunson, folks, is only like 5'6", 5'7", maybe 5'8". She just stole the basketball and scores the layup. Lady Zizzers trail by three with 2 minutes to go. Relliford with the basketball. Across the timeline, she'll pull it out. She almost double dribbled. West with the basketball on the left wing. Gives it to Wolfenberger. Wolfenberger with it. She'll go up top. Minute 40. And they're going to get Ashton Judd for a hand check foul. That'll be three on Judd. That's the 15 foul on the Lady Zizzers. So on the side will be Fort Smith with a minute 41 to go. Lady Zizzers trail by three. Wolfenberger with it. Wolfenberger guarded by Bree Harlan up top. Now she'll pull it back out. Now they give it to Coleman on the right side. Lady Zizzers trying to trap to steal the basketball. Over to Coleman. Coleman with it now. And that just was not fair, folks. Coleman threw it up to Wolfenberger right over the outstretch. That should be offensive foul, and it is on Wolfenberger, and that's four on her. But, folks, Coleman threw it to Wolfenberger. Bree Harlan was standing right in between them. And Bree Harlan was hand straight up. She was the smallest player on the floor. And I tell you what, they just threw it right over her outstretched hand. That just was not fair, and it wasn't nice. We've got a timeout. Lady Zizzers want the timeout. They trail by three. Minute nine to go. We're back in 60 seconds. We're listening. Lady Zizzers basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's time to move out the 2019s and get ready for the new year. We have unbelievable year-end specials with finance options for every budget on Massey Ferguson, Mahindra, and LS tractors. And come check out our new selection of Delta trailers.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University. Championship game of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. Lady Zizzers trail 51-48 with a minute five to go. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Allie Hosapple with it now. And it's stolen away by Coleman. Judd, and she couldn't steal it. And Coleman just scores. Lady Zizzers now trail by five with 50 seconds. Here comes Brunson up the floor. Brunson with it up top. Bree Harlan, she'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. 41 seconds to go. Lady Zizzers trail it by five in the championship game. Ashton Judd in the right corner. Judd to Brunson on the right wing. Back to Cunningham on the right corner. She'll try to drive. Backs it up. She's going to shoot the three. It's no good off the top of the backboard. And Fort Smith and Brunson's going to have to foul. That'll be her third. That's the sixth team foul. So one more, and Fort Smith will get to shoot free throws. 26 seconds to go, and the Lady Zizzers trail by five. And Bree Harlan will foul now. That'll be her second. And Wolfenberger will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. So here we go. Wolfenberger will shoot the 1-1 with 25 seconds to go in the game. Lady Zizzers trail by five, and now she missed it. Cunningham with it. Here comes Brunson up the floor. McKenzie Brunson. Right side to Bree Harlan. Allie Hosapple, Cunningham with it. Ashton Judd, 13 seconds. Lady Zizzers need the basket. Judd's going to drive. Shot up, and she scores. Ashton Judd scores. She's got 17. Lady Zizzers want a timeout. 7 seconds to go. 53-50. Fort Smith with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Drury University O'Reilly Family Event Center Championship game. Fort Smith leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers 53-50 with 7.3 seconds to go in the game. Fort Smith's basketball. Now, folks, the Zizzer boys are scheduled to tip off against Reed Springs at 5:30 at Hammond Student Center. When this game is over, we'll head to Hammond Student Center. And if not too much time is passed on the clock when we get over there, we'll try to bring you that game. If not, we won't be able to. So just stay tuned and we'll see what happens. But right now, look for the Lady Zizzers to foul and foul quickly. Drew Harris is in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. West is going to throw it in. And Wolfenberger is going to get fouled by Brunson. That'll be the fourth foul on Brunson. And Wolfenberger is going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Wolfenberger has 22 in the ball game. Bree Harlan will come in. Drew Harris will come out. 6.2 seconds to go in the ball game. Wolfenberger to shoot the 1-1. And she is usually a really good free throw shooter, and she makes the first one. So Wolfenberger now has, 23 in the ball game. It's a 4-point lead. Here comes the second free throw. And it's good. And that may have just sealed it for Fort Smith. Got another timeout. 55-50. Fort Smith leads it with 6.2 seconds to go. We're back, or no, we'll just keep it right here, folks. So Lady Zizzers will try to get the comeback here. They'll try to win this tournament. 6.2 seconds to go. Weirder things have happened. And, by the way, Lady Zizzers' next action is coming up on Saturday when they will host Poplar Bluff at the West Plains High School gym. So, be listening. We'll be giving you more details on that in the coming days for that ball game. We'll have it for you, by the way, here on the radio. Cunningham to throw it in. And Bree Harlan with it. Across the timeline, Bree Harlan gives it to Cunningham. She'll shoot a long three. It is good at the buzzer. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, three-pointer. But you're not going to believe it, folks. Fort Smith is going to win it 55-53 over the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Eck and the West Plains post-game show, where the Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears are getting their trophy right now as they win the championship of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament over the West Plains Lady Zizzers, 55-53, boys and girls. And I tell you what, Cass Cunningham hitting the three at the buzzer, but it just wasn't enough as Lady Zizzers fall their first game of the season, 55-53, to the Fort Smith Northside Lady Bears. For the Lady Zizzers, 20 points for Mackenzie Brunson, 17 for Ashton Judd. Cass Cunningham had 8, 5 for Allie Hoseapple, and 2 for Bree Harlan. For Fort Smith Northside, 24 for Jersey Wolfenberger, 4 points for West, 9 for Coleman, 11 for Relaford, 2 points for Fleming, and 7 points for, 7 points for War, and Tillery had 3 points, or 7 points, I'm sorry, for Tillery in the ball game. So, it was 2013. Fort Smith led it at the end of one. It was 32-26 at the half. Fort Smith with the lead. 44-38 at the end of three. Fort Smith Northside, and then they went at 55-53. Lady Zizzers had the lead a couple of times in this ball game by as many as 2 points. But at one time, Fort Smith got up on top of the Lady Zizzers here in the second half by 11. But the Lady Zizzers wouldn't give up, and they came back, and they lose it by 2, 55-53. Lady Zizzers now 2-1 on the season, and Fort Smith goes to 10-3. When we come back on your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains postgame show, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the O'Reilly Events Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. And the Lady Zizzers lose to Fort Smith Northside 55-53, and they'll take second place in the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. Now your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. Well, we're going to give it to two of them. Mackenzie Brunson with 20. Ashton Judd had 17. They had 37 of the 53 points for the Lady Zizzers. So they will be our OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains players of the game. Well, Lady Zizzers will be back in action Saturday at the West Plains High School gym. Now at 11:30 Saturday morning, the freshman team will take on Marshfield. Then after that game, the JV team will take on Hopper Bluff. There we go, the Lady Mules. And then after that one, it'll be the Lady Zizzers and the Lady Mules from Hopper Bluff. We'll have that varsity game for you on the radio on Saturday afternoon. All right, we we want to thank our sponsors once again for the ball game. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Toyota, Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Nectar Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Engel, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. And your boosters for the ball game: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer. Zizzer boys are scheduled to tip off here in about 3 minutes against Reed Springs at the Hammond Student Center at the campus of Missouri State University. We're going to head that way in just a few minutes as soon as we can get everything packed up. And if we get there and it's not too far into the ball game, we'll bring that game to you here on the radio. If not, well, we'll bring you Zizzer basketball boys action on Friday. All right, for D. Ryan back at the studio, I'm Ram the Brick. Hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.